have Event Especial regarding Lemonade Day tomorrow. And on the line with us now is Kathy Landtroop. Landtroop Strategy is kind of helping the publicity of this whole thing. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Laura. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
You bet.
Okay, now this thing that we have coming up tomorrow is on Avenue A, 42nd and A. It's Pantex Lumber.
Yes.
And that's the meeting place. Now, okay, why in the world are we having this meeting in a lumber yard?
Sure. Well, you've got to build a stand of some sort to have a lemonade stand for Lemonade Day. So one of the things that we try to help parents with is just to get some ideas on, and kids, obviously, but parents usually help with these things. So get some ideas on various stands and what's easy and what's harder, and make them think through things like, you know, portability and who's going to haul this thing and where it's going to be located and where you're going to store it and how much money you have in your budget. You know, that impacts obviously whether you're going to get a ice chest and a folding chair and a card table or whether you're going to go all out as some of these kids do. So we kind of show them all spectrums. And so Pantex has graciously agreed to be the location. And of course, our major underwriter sponsor, George McMahon, a very well-respected developer here in town, and custom home builder Robert Woods are going to be the ones putting this together, so nobody better to do it than folks that do this for a living every day.
Sure. Okay, so what they're going to do out there, I guess they're going to show kids how to build several different models. Now, these are just suggested blueprints and plans to build from. They have three models. Now, if people are in attendance, it's my understanding that they're going to be able to sign up to win the ones that they actually build. So you might actually win a free lemonade stand.
Yeah, wouldn't that be so fun? You wouldn't have to have any worries about taking care of it afterwards. So the three that they assemble tomorrow on site with the kids at 4 p.m. Over at Pantex, yeah, those three will be drawn for tomorrow, and the three lucky kids will go home with a stand, or maybe lucky parents. I'm not sure either way. but yeah, they'll take one home, and then we'll have blueprints of each one available for the other kids. And of course, it's on our website as well, loveus.lemonadeday.org, and you can download the blueprints there and start working on it. Lemonade Day is here in 17 days, so you know, it's you don't want to put off these things too much longer.
That's right. Yeah. That's fantastic that you guys are offering that kind of help.
Well, you know, Laura, we've just found that that, you know, a lot of parents want to do this. Of course, a lot of kids want to do it. And this year, with the partnership with LISD, all third graders in LISD are going through the curriculum of Lemonade Day as part of their entrepreneurship and social studies class. So we have a lot of kids, you know, dying to do this, but a lot of busy parents and kids that need some help, you know, pulling it off, and parents that are just kind of, it's the last thing on their list to think through building a lemonade stand this weekend, but in between soccer and volleyball or whatever else they've got going on. So it's just, the more we can be helpful and provide tools and tips and things that have worked well, and the more success these kids can have, and that's the goal, is that they can, you know, build and start a successful business and understand how entrepreneurship works.
Laura and I were talking yesterday about some of the lemonade stands that we had seen last year. Now, some of the best ones that we saw were ones that were like totally kid done.
Okay.
Because you could tell that they were genuinely kid done, great designs, you know, and just, you know, had that certain kid, you know, touch of unrefinement.
Yes.
You know, and kind of like the Little Rascals kind of a feel.
Right.
Now, then we saw
some of them have their pets there with them, Tom.
Now then we sit there and we see some of the other ones that were the worst ones. They look like you know, Bob Vila built them, and then the parents painted them and tried to make them look like a kid painted it. And, you know, so anyway, I think this is kind of a good deal, but a lot of parents and a lot of people don't have a clue about this kind of stuff. So this is kind of a good deal.
Absolutely.
Now, one thing Laura and I said yesterday, and you might want to pass this around. We said that we would adopt a lemonade stand if we were contacted by a kid. Mm-hmm. And so far we haven't gotten, you know, we'd publicize the location, just
right.
Blow them up. It'll mm-hmm. be our lemonade stand kind of thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah. But, well, you know, and publicity is one thing that we teach them, and advertising, marketing your stand is obviously a critical part of Lemonade Day lessons as well, and one that we'll kind of tackle as it gets a little closer. You know, we have several of these workshops, which you can also find on the website. Tomorrow's is on stand building and location, but advertising will come in the next week or 10 days, and so we'll gladly promote that. That's a super exciting opportunity for kids to be able to have you guys talk about their stand and direct traffic their way. So yeah, we'll promote that on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, make sure that you get a copy of our logo. You know,
okay.
So yeah, we this is kind of like, I mean, not saying that we won't announce other stands, but well, you know, for the first one that, you know, comes to us with a legitimate deal, you know, we're going to hook them up. We're going to hook them up, and we're going to give them preferential treatment.
That's
no ifs, ands, or buts.
There you go. That is so cool. Well, that would be a huge blessing to them. And that's another thing that they're going to be covering tomorrow, you guys, is is the location factor. And that's one we can't talk about enough with kids. You know, one thing we've learned in business, a lot of us, you guys too, entrepreneurs, you know, doing your own thing. And one thing that we've learned for sure is that a kid can have the very best product. They can make the most incredible strawberry lemonade with some fufu glass, but if it's on mom's back porch or grandma's, you know, front steps, and there's nobody driving down that street, they don't make any money. And then they can have lemonade that is, you know, bought at a store and put it out in the great location and promote it and be incredibly successful.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One thing we really, you know, George McMahon will be teaching on tomorrow, giving them some pointers, is it's time to secure those locations.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, sorry, go ahead.
Kathy, we're out of time, but hey, we'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock at Pantex at your Lemonade Day event, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, guys. I appreciate it.